Good evening, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here at WAUK 540 AM, 101.92.7 FM every Monday night from 7 to 8. It is another beautiful summer night, this August 22nd, 2022. We are just a few days away from the November 8th, 2022 election. And as you all know, that we've been really paying attention to democracy in Wisconsin, the state of democracy in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm honored and privileged to have tonight Nate Jarowski, who is, from my vantage point, a young lawyer who is challenging the Republican in the 21st Assembly District. Good evening, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you for having me.
So before we jump in terms of who you are and what's going on, let's just start, though, at the outset. What is the 21st District? What is that audience in particular? Who are your voters?
Yeah. 21st Assembly District, that's South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, part of Franklin. The part of Franklin that we're talking about is the southeastern portion. So think about starting at the county line, going up to Oakwood, all the way up to 92nd. And then it kind of tears up a little bit from there. A little bit of swath. We picked up a little bit of territory after the maps were redrawn this last go around, but not much.
So, folks, this is really, really crucial in terms of democracy in Wisconsin. The Assembly, there are 99 members of the Assembly. It has been gerrymandered to make it very, very difficult for Democrats to have a real voice, and it is, in that sense, a real, real challenge to go run for office, knowing that you're going to end up not being in the majority, even if you win. So with that as a background, who is Nate?
All right. Well, Nate, here's my little punchline. Nate's a hardworking blue-collar guy, a family man, father of three, who's just sick and tired. Just sick and tired of the way the system is right now and wanting to do something about it. And running for office is my form of activism. Getting into my background, my history.
Let's start where you were born and what's your sort of the road? The journey look like?
You know, talking about being a Wisconsin kid, right? No, I was born in La Crosse, Wisconsin. For those that don't know, western part of the state. Was raised in Whitehall, Wisconsin, which is about half hour up the road from La Crosse, and just south of Eau Claire. Cooley region, blue collar family. My father was in construction. My mom, she was a hard worker as well. She retired. And then my stepdad, he's a welder. So growing up with those roots, and just having an appreciation that, you work for it, you work hard, and that's kind of my background there. But Whitehall, Wisconsin, Whitehall Memorial High School. After that, went to UW Eau Claire, where I met my wife, just traveled with her for a little bit. We went to Southern Illinois University, and where she got her master's, and then somewhere along the line, obviously proposed to her and. Got married, went up, I went to law school. But the interesting story for me of why I went to law school in the first place, and this is kind of the birth of my activism, I would say, is when we went to Southern Illinois University, SIU, things kind of slowed down because you're no longer in school. You're no longer in the running around with your friends or, working 30 hours on the side as well as going to classes, those kinds of things. So things slowed down. So for me, and I didn't have my friend network there, I started to read a lot. Actually had a job where I worked for Hertz Rent-A-Car, so it was kind of a twofold education for myself. If we had somebody come in, and there were very, very infrequently, we had people renting cars there, we'd go clean up the car quick. And in the bay where we cleaned up the cars was talk radio. And the only talk radio down in Southern Illinois was conservative talk radio. So I got an earful of Hannity, I got an earful of Rush, and I'm just like, this can't be how the world is. So at the same time, like I said, I got to sit a lot at work and read, And just, I don't even know where it started, but I picked up The Economist. And I would read that sucker cover to cover, got a subscription, and was just amazed at what was going on in the world. You know, I tell you, I'm from, the western part of Wisconsin, blue collar community, farming community. And, kind of a closed in worldview. Love my family, love, you know, everybody out there. But you don't get perspectives from all over the world, let alone all over the U.S. or all over the state. So seeing those things, just how, you know, as human beings, we could allow a lot of exploitation just occur throughout the world. And then also starting to pay attention to what's going on in the U.S. as well. And I said to myself, you know what, something just lit inside of me that I wanted to do something. I wanted, again, get back to the activist, but I wanted to take action. But not having that set network or that social capital of individuals who, you know, might have gone out and protest. And this is actually before a lot of the social movements we've been seeing as of late, but just didn't have anybody that was, you know, that could be that mentor or that I could tap into. But I did have friends that were going to law school. So I'm like, okay, well, let's parlay this into what would I like to do before I die. And I know I'm kind of taking a side tangent, but that does factor in. And one of the things that came up was law school. You know, I'm like, I want to be able to challenge myself and look back and say that I did challenge myself to the nth. So combining that, I went to law school with the desire of becoming a public defender. And then on the back end, you know, looking at justice through the lens of equity, got out of law school, got with a public defender's office down in Walworth County. And, honestly, here in Wisconsin, just got burnt out by the system a little bit. The nature in which individuals were being sentenced as compared to, I went to law school in William Mitchell College of Law in the Twin Cities, St. Paul. And while I was there, again, little side tangent, so I apologize. Please stay with me. When I was in law school, I got an internship with the Department of Corrections in their restorative justice department. So this is, 15, 16 years ago, and I am literally in the Department of Corrections in Minnesota in the restorative justice department. And so it was just an interesting eye-opening perspective on looking at all stakeholders involved in harm, but in that setting, a criminal act. You have not only the victim and the state, but you have, also the perpetrator, but everybody coming together for like a healing process. So it was an interesting perspective, right? But that was my lens coming out of law school. I come to Wisconsin.
So let's put some
little pins. Yep.
If I was listening, I heard that you fell in love and you were in Eau Claire, right? And you're married, right?
Yep. Married to my wife. Yeah.
And you got three kids, right?
Yep.
10, 7, 5.
Yep.
All girls. Okay. So when did you get married relative going to law school?
Sure. So it was actually in that transition point. So 2006.
Right when you're in law school.
Yep. Just the summer before I started.
And then what leads you to come back to Wisconsin?
Well, the trade-off for my wife and I was, okay, I get to pick the law school I want to go to. And, we're in the Twin Cities, got friends and family up there with the idea of coming back to Wisconsin and actually coming back closer to her family when it was time to start having a family. So I knew after law school that I was going to be coming back to Wisconsin, primarily just wanted to be, like I said, in proximity to her folks.
And so her folks are?
Cudahy.
Okay, Cudahy. Yeah. So you're coming to the Milwaukee area, specifically Cudahy. So you said you worked with a public defender in Walworth County. How long did you do that?
21 months. Yep, 21 months.
So almost 2 years.
Right.
And when did you transition out of being a public defender?
I want to say January 2020. I'm sorry, January 2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then what have you been focusing on from 2011 to today?
Primarily when I left the public defender's office, it was focused on trial litigation. So I took those skills and never really found a home or fell in love with any specific area. So was still looking at other opportunities that would come along. And Associated General Contractors of Greater Milwaukee came along in 2015. They needed an in-house counsel, corp counsel, to help negotiate their contracts, help with labor relations, sit on some of the funds. They have a multi-billion dollar pension fund. So I went with AGC, Associated General Contractors, in 2015, was there for 4 years, built some really great relationships working across the table with labor, carpenters, operating engineers, met masons, bricklayers. There's going to be a few in there that I'm going to leave out, which I apologize for, but really built some good relationships with them when I was there. And then the opportunity came along to be an executive director for Building Advantage, which is a union-friendly organization promoting union construction, and was there for a few years. And then, wanted to get back into the practice and actually help people one-on-one and directly, and that's where I am now.
When did you open your solo practice?
It would have been December, well, it's last December, yeah.
And that whole transition, you live in South Milwaukee, right?
Correct.
In the middle of the 21st Assembly District. So how long have you been living in South Milwaukee?
Since 2014.
So you have, all three children in school there?
Yes, we do, right? Yeah.
Public schools?
Public schools. Proudly in the public school system. That was one of the big reasons why we chose South Milwaukee. A couple of things. So being close to her family, again, my wife, the trade offer was, okay, we're going to be close to your folks, but Nate gets to pick where we live. And just taking a look at some of the suburbs, kind of around Cudahy, for me, it needed to be accessible for the running trails, the park system. I'm selfish, right? I'm an avid runner. So check that box. And just needed to feel like home, had to have great schools, low crime rate, and it was just check, check, check all the way for me on South Milwaukee. We chose to live there.
The you said you're an avid runner. What does that mean?
Non-campaign time, we're talking 40 to 50 miles a week. It's probably a marathon or two a year. And just before I started doing this, I actually got into ultramarathoning. Did 100 milers last year.
So now that you are doing doors and introducing yourself to the voters, what has that done to your running game?
Well, I still get my cardio in, but not quite at the pace that I was before.
All right, folks, you just met Nate Jarowski. The Democratic Party candidate for the 21st District. We'll be back on the break on the other side with Nate and why he's running.